Just your thoughts on Steve Mason's performance tonight?
Real solid, real good. Fought through a lot of traffic to find some pucks and give us a chance to get a point.
What about the response from your group after they tied it in the third?
You know what? It was a hard game, and we came out right, started well, got into the power plays that seemed to set us back, and they had the last half of that first period, and then it was a pretty even grind straight through.
Paul, what was the difference on the power play that didn't work for your club tonight?
Oh, it's too slow. You know, I mean, they were real aggressive with it, and they didn't come off the puck, and we kept trying to settle it out and slow it down, but there was no slowing that down. They were aggressive. We needed to, you know, two or three times that we got to the right pace of speed, we got a shot or at least a look, an opportunity for shoot the puck, but just a speed issue.
You must be very encouraged by Steve Mason's performance tonight.
Very pleased with his game. Like I said, he really fought through some traffic to find those pucks, looked solid, steered them a bunch into the corners, was a big part of the penalty kill doing its job. So real pleased to get him back on track, and we played a much better game in front of him than we had in his first three outings.
Pretty stressful for him to deal with that kind of start and trying to come up big.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get into that situation, and it's important for a veteran guy because he's been through it, he can handle it.
You were disappointed last night. I'm sure you're disappointed with the final result here, but will you take positives going home?
Both games are played against very quick teams, and we're quite a bit further ahead than we were a week ago in terms of playing with that speed. It's going to sting and hurt, and we'll go through it and get ready for another real fast game against Pitt.
Are you concerned about the offense not being there too much in the last?
Well, we had lots of offense last night. The finish. No, I mean, we've got guys that can finish. They were in positions last night to finish. Tonight was... It's going to be a grind and road game on back-to-back. I'm not worried about that. I mean, we needed offense from the power play to come through, and it didn't, so we stayed in a real tight game.
Any update or concern at all with Joel Armia not playing?
It shouldn't be long-term. It really shouldn't, but we'll see.
Well, he
came back and finished, so, but these things, sometimes you're playing on adrenaline at that point. We won't know till tomorrow how he's feeling.